The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Are we recording?
Are we recording? Are we podcasting?
I'm actually, I know, so my hair, cute. I've given up on it, all
well,
of it. Welcome to the I'm Mom So Hard podcast, where I've given up.
No, anybody you haven't else? Given up. It looks cute. The cut is cute. I'm just helping some of the
Well, you know what happens? I've needed my roots done forever.
So you got a lot of the spray stuff
I've
in there?
I've got the spray stuff in there, which is the, like basically spray paint. Like it does,
well,
it just makes
it always
it go
makes your hair
better.
Feel, like for a little bit goes a long way, but if you put too much in there, it starts to feel like you can just prop your hair up.
Exactly.
And it makes my head itch.
Yeah, we're sexy.
Sexy, what 28-year-old hot single guy is listening to our podcast?
Oh, you're going to get a supreme boner over today's episode then. But you know what? Actually, you should listen to it because you got to buy gifts for all of your lady friends, your mom, your aunts, your grandma. Be a hero. So.
That's right. So today's episode, we're going to have some fun. But here's the thing.
I'm excited about this one.
Yeah, it's fun. It's different. So you can listen to this podcast wherever you
listen
to podcasts. You can find us on the old socials of Instagram, Facebook, Twitter sometimes.
The TikTok,
barely.
Yeah.
And what's the other ones?
We're not sometimes I feel like I just go to Twitter to vent. It's not really funny. It's more just like, I think my therapist is following it. Like, we need to.
I think you're really funny on Twitter. I do Twitter like one every like 50. And I do think like if I have a really strong idea, it does well.
Yeah.
But generally I go to Twitter. I do a tweeter and then I erase it because I feel like I'm in a room with like super brilliant writers and they're all like making fun of me. I don't know. Twitter makes me feel very like insecure.
Well, it's I actually hesitate when people say Twitter is social media. I think it's a lot more like news with news and jokes kind of with interaction or comments about them. So you are opening yourself up to somebody to be like.
So you mean social media?
You said, well. I don't know.
No, I agree. I
can't
don't
describe
understand
it, you know
how
I mean?
It
like,
works.
My husband gets his news from Twitter.
Yeah, it feels very impersonal to me, which is sometimes good. But I also feel like I don't want to be at a party with Elon Musk. So now I will never own a Tesla and I don't like Twitter because I feel like the second I get on there, I'm like, oh, great. I got to deal with this guy.
Oh, I was going to do – be prepared to cut this, but I was going to do a – I was going to do a mom box to a mom who disagreed with us, and I fucking like how she did it.
Oh.
And it was about what we said about Elon Musk last week. Yeah, so maybe maybe I'll do that. Stay tuned for that mom box. And I also have a hot flash.
Great. I have so many. I've been
– You do?
Well,
you've been really heating it up on the
– I've been doing anything I can to think about anything other than how the next 4 weeks are going to go in this holiday season.
Almost,
so it is fun. Today we're going to talk about gift giving, which I'm going to let Jen take the lead on this, but I do think we had the most fun at this party last year at my house.
Yeah.
smaller crowd because of COVID. And so Jen had this idea, and I'm going to let her tell you about it because I thought it was so fun and I literally loved everything I got.
I'm gonna give credit where credit's due. My friend Laura threw this party for a bunch of us from school. Not a bunch of us. I think it was eight, and we didn't know – a lot of us didn't know each other that well until this party. And she did such a good job with it and that I was like, we would love to do that with our friends, like our small immediate group of friends that were always around, because I think you get to learn stuff about people. And they are a trend now. I looked it all up. Anyways,
I just quickly say, for the record, that Jen and I, just to set the stage, so it's real Christmassy and holiday-ish, Jen's wearing a really cute, is that a pocket? It's for a wine pocket?
It's a solo cup. It's a flip cup.
Hilarious.
It's to play a game. So
flip,
you can...
Flip your you boobies?
Can, you can flip
your merry jingle bells?
Like a ping pong ball or a quarter or a bottle cap in there?
There ain't no ball going in that. Just saying.
There'd be some balls going in that. Yeah, anyway, later, it's a solo cup shirt, but it says cheers.
It's so cute. So she's wearing this cute little festive sweater, and we have a space heater pointed at us.
It's
we both have blankets on in Los Angeles.
Left.
It feels like it's 12 degrees. It's 50, and I'm uncomfortable with how cold I am. But this makes me laugh because I'm looking at this space heater right now, and it made me think of when I was growing up in Nebraska and we were living on a farm.
Oh, yeah.
And my dad had an office in the barn, and so which meant that's where he went with his buddies.
To smoke cigarettes and drink. This basically, they should call this a smoking cigarette
in the garage. That's what I was going to say. My dad, we had this one that did not have any safety thing in the front. It was just a giant red heat ball.
And you could light a cigarette out the coils.
My dad would rather burn the outside of his hand to light a cigarette than actually have to go in the cold to get a lighter to light his cigarette.
Yes.
So all those assholes would do this thing where they would see how close they had to go to light the cigarette.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, like, burn their hands in the process.
Yeah. Yeah.
This one
is not that rudimentary, but it really reminds me.
Well,
it has a
protective gate on the outside.
Thank God, Costco. My husband got it.
Why would my mom let me go into the barn with that heater? Like, where the fuck were my parents?
I don't know. We used to have, everybody's dad had, like, a workbench in the garage the basement, and it would be, like, negative 30 out there.
With one of these things. Like, spray paint around.
Yeah, and I remember I'd go out there, like, barefoot to, like, go tell my dad the phone was for him or something.
Yeah. I mean, winners, man. No joke. And you just did such stupid shit just to get to the warm spot. So right now we're, like, really cozying in. So we're going to talk.
This makes me want to have a
Christmas
Coors
party.
Light.
I know. Right?
Okay. So this party is called a favorite things party.
Right.
Okay.
Very Oprah.
Nobody gets a car. Here's the bad news about this.
Maybe I would give out Datsuns because altogether it would cost $500.
Because this is a Christmas episode. Can I tell you about my mom fail before I get into the party thing?
Oh, okay. I've got one too.
Okay. Let's get into these first.
Let's do mom fails.
We're
going to
really
got a good one.
Tease this party situation for quite a while. So my son has got that metal expander in his teeth. It's really working. It's really working. It's great.
Those are terrible.
I feel so bad for them when they have to have that.
It's a lot. And then they can't talk, and it's like in the back of their throat. And
I know.
Like Finn was always like, Mom, can I go watch cartoons? And I'm like,
Dash is doing this thing now where he goes, he's almost stuttering because he like just can't get it going.
Well, their tongue is being like captivated.
Yes.
So they're like.
And I keep telling, he's got such a good attitude about it. He really hasn't complained about it. He is on it so good. He knows what he should eat, what he shouldn't eat. He's like, listen to the orthodontist, and he stuck to it. So we did Elf on the Shelf. We started Elf on the Shelf day after Thanksgiving. And that's just when
our
kids expect.
You have an early Elf, and you need to make that Elf button it up.
Every elf is different, influencing my elf. I know,
for higher performance.
Delilah's gotten into some issues with kids at school. I'm like, every elf's different.
No, every elf shows up on December 1st. Your elf is an overachiever and does not help the underachiever neighbor like myself in any way.
It really screws you when there's an early Thanksgiving like this year. I need Thanksgiving to be like late in the month. But anyways, I was totally unprepared for it. So I said, you guys, Elf on the Shelf's going to come. You got to get your Christmas wish list in. Put it in that we have a Santa mailbox.
Oh, God.
I'm like, you got to get it in there because everybody's asking. Everybody wants to know what they want for Christmas. So Delilah got hers in there. So birthday Obida, our elf, that's what my son named him when he was three, puts like some prizes in there, little notebooks, little stuff in there for her.
Oh, no, I know where this is going.
Yeah. Dash doesn't get his in there until 2 days later. And I'm like, well, he didn't bring you something because you didn't get your list in there. He puts his list in there, and I really want to make up for it. I put in a big pack of candy, a couple chocolates, and a pen, a Christmas pen. And as I'm getting ready, the other morning, I hear the most tragic screaming and crying I've heard from my son, maybe ever.
Oh, no, I know.
I run downstairs to see what's going on, because he's not a big crier. No. He really isn't. But he's very upset because Birthday Obida has given him a big, huge box of snowman gummies, which he can't eat because he's got a spacer in. And any elf on the shelf ought to know that he can't eat gummies.
I think this is a perfect opportunity for you to have your son hate the elf.
Well,
be like, he's insensitive. I've been trying to tell you this since day one.
Well, he's playing along to keep it nice for his sister. I can tell you who he hates, and that's numero uno right here. And you should, because guess what else Birthday Obida brought? Those chocolates had nuts in them, which he can't eat.
Yeah.
So he got nothing. All he got was a big tease from Birthday Obida.
And a pen. He got a Christmas pen.
He did get a pen.
He can write a strongly worded letter to the North Pole. Listen, my
daughter. For the first time, he hated the elf on the shelf, and for the first time, he hated that mouth thing. He cried.
It won't be
so
the last time on both of those. It won't be the last time.
Man, I feel like shit, man.
Listen, give yourself a break. Jesus, I was here at the Thanksgiving party. It was so delightful and lovely, and you do so much for Christmas. You're doing great. Like I said, our elf does the bare minimum, has always. Like, I was like, I'm not so dumb to go full tilt on this and set the tone. I want everyone to know that our elf is barely showing up. He's obnoxious. I don't like him. I don't like his tone. I don't like the way he looks at me. I don't want any part of him. I resent him so much, like lots of family members.
I look, right? Don't
right.
they? Like,
well, this is what happened. I've lost our elf on the shelf. And
wasn't he down in the basement?
I don't know. We're doing a home renovation. He's in one of 54 boxes. I didn't even bring out half the boxes because they're so big and like we don't have any space to do it anyway. So we barely are getting by. And I was like, maybe Eleanor's to the age where she can figure out that elf on the shelf and mommy work together. And maybe mommy could get a break this year, and Elf could just go support other children's households.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Elf gets a better job with a better benefits package and goes to another location.
Yeah.
However, my daughter, who's so sweet and is a diehard Christmas fan, she was like, oh, man, I know you're not happy, Mommy, but Elf comes out tomorrow, and boy, that guy really causes trouble. And I was like, oh. So I literally started sweating, and I was like, oh God, I don't know where this elf is. And so I just went to Target and I found another elf, but I didn't open it. And I don't know if this is the thing now, but when Eleanor came downstairs, I put Elf on the shelf, and she came downstairs and she goes, oh, and she was so, she gave the exact reaction that she wanted.
Well,
and
then
she goes, huh, Elf is darker. And I go,
whoa,
what? And then,
geez, I you work for the FBI? Give me a break.
Yeah, the elf does look like he just got back from Costa Rica, or he's from the Dominican or something. I don't know if there are different.
Oh, I'm sure there are.
I don't know, but the one that is now at our house is darker.
Well.
And Eleanor is like looking at him like, huh, he's darker than I remember last year. No questioning, just is fine with it.
Well, he lives a life on the off season.
Yeah,
he's
in the
off season,
he's going
thing.
On vacation. Right now, he's day one of being back from a trip. Like when everybody's like, where have
boat.
You been?
Yeah.
I don't know, Fiji.
Yeah, that's good. He's refreshed.
You
that's
know why?
What we need.
Because the elf makes so much money. I just saw Elf on the Shelf clothes and they wanted, and I almost bought one.
I
was
I
like,
saw.
Don't be dumb, Kristen. Also, don't be dumb. $10. a pop for these stupid, I was like, over well, outfits my
and the little
body.
Like setups, like the twister board and stuff. No. No, I'm not doing
no,
it.
No, but yes. That's the I'm problem. Not. I'm like, no, but yes. No, I will not do that, but yes, I will do that. And then I am the reason. I am the problem.
Listen, I'm pretty sure this is going to be one of the last years.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm worried about because, like, I think Eleanor and Dash, I mean, they're the same age. They're playing along.
I don't know. I really don't know. Eleanor.
Dash is. I don't know about Eleanor, but Dash is playing
I
along.
Do not think it. I remember being hook, line, and sinker for all of this until I was about 12. Like, it never occurred to me.
Whoa. Wait, what? 12?
Maybe. Yeah.
12?
Well, I just had some doubts starting at 12. I wasn't fully in the loop until I was like 27.
Wow.
Honestly, I think I was just like a yes ander. I was like, all right, the world is bad. This is why I'm at the time I was a pretty strong Catholic. I was like, you tell me what to do and I'll believe it.
Well, I remember going over to
I'm sorry.
My second cousin's house and my Aunt Alma Jean let everything slip in the second grade. And I mean, this is how 80s it was.
Oh, they don't care.
No, my mom.
Nobody
like,
cared.
Let me sit on her lap the whole ride home from St. Louis. So, like, no seatbelt, you guys read that.
Meanwhile, she's lighting her cigarette off of the furnace
exactly,
that's in the middle of the room.
She let a lot slip. So, like, age 7, that was off
was
the table for me.
That was a light one.
Yeah.
She gave you a 411 on how she felt about your dad. She was like, also, Santa's not real.
This isn't going to happen. Yeah.
Santa is real. I don't even like saying that.
I don't believe that, by the way.
Also, watch out if you got multiple kids, older sibling.
Well, that's what I feel like Dash is playing along for Delilah right now.
That's good.
Although she's very savvy. She's much more savvy than he is. He's a little more earnest.
Yeah.
And I think she's like, I'm going to milk this for as long as I can.
Don't be dumb. Yeah, that's what you do. You lean in. If you want the goods, and which I do, and I did, and I currently still do.
You can play me like a violin. I wanna play along. That's all I want.
Yeah.
Although I feel like this year, I'm like, you know, and because I do feel like they're kind of demanding, I'm like this morning I go, well, I guess the elf's going to take a couple days off.
Elf started early. I don't know why that's.
I know. The elf's not always
going like
to bring
this is
you
a little
from
bit
the
on
dollar
you.
Store.
Like, yeah, I'm like, you just made more work for yourself.
I love Christmas so much.
I love Christmas so much. That does not mean I have to like elf. Also, I don't like the way the elf looks. I don't trust anybody that's that skinny.
Yeah, but
it's the holidays, man. They're nothing but are you just going to sit there and let me have a drink by myself? Or are you going to have one with me, Mr. Elf? Like, you're just a guy that's sitting there that's skinny and I don't
Give me that sideways
sideways eye.
Yeah.
I see you.
Let me
I
tell
see
you this.
Eating cheesecake
I'll tell you why
out of the trash.
So skinny. Didn't know this. They're from the 60s. They're called knee huggers. They're called knee hugger. You know, when Twiggy was popular,
a
Happy Meal was
like
the
it.
Size of a
I like
a
fat gnomes and
meal.
Fairies. I need them to have a little LBs
exactly.
on them.
Well, that's, I started like collecting all this weird, like mid-century Christmas stuff because my
she
friend
doesn't
Brie
have enough to do.
Made me that. Well, it's, you know, my mindless, what I do instead of.
I walked into Jen's house and I go, this isn't even her real start.
Oh, I haven't even started yet.
This
house
is fully Christmas. And I was like, this is where I would stop because I think it's just enough. And Jen's like, you aren't having a full seizure, so you need more stimulus.
We watched Elf the other day, and you know, he does
already?
That.
Already?
Yeah. It was on TV. She well, by the time you guys were listening to this, we're fully into the holiday
season.
We recorded this a few days before, but I still think you should be in it by now. We've already watched The Grinch. We've watched so many things, you guys.
I have a hard rule. Like, I have a lot of Thanksgiving, like, festivities that I like to do. And I'm like, day one, December 1. I know that's going to get a lot of fire, like, heat. People are like, God, Mr. Scrooge.
This is like her farm-raised stuff where she's like, and I,
there's
this
a
why she
time
likes
to
black
plant.
Coffee, too. And I tell you what, just give yourself a joy. Why not? Why not? Give yourself too much
drink.
Cream and sugar
oh
and
God.
Just live up
I
your
took
life.
A drink twice. I've done this of Jen's coffee. One was when she was having chai, and I was expecting my coffee, and I got her coffee, and I thought I had just, like, ate a perfume
Swallow
bar.
Joy.
And then another one, I took a drink on yours on accident and it was like full of creamer and Splenda. And I was like, did I just drink a malt? And it felt like everything I needed from coffee had left me. That's kind of how I feel right now.
I do. It's the more pleasant way to get caffeine into my system. But we did watch Elf. And you know when he like decorates with all the, I'm like, how do I do that? I kind of want to do that.
Yeah. Make an Empire State Building out of Legos. I've only seen it 1,000 times.
This is a great way to bring joy.
You're burying the lead. This party is designed for the adults of the party.
It's for the adults. So this is what my friend Laura did. She pitched this party to us. We're doing it again with the same bunch of people this year at her house. But it's your favorite things. You set a budget and you say, like, it can be $10. Last year she did. It was a $10 budget where it's like, you're going to buy. So if there's eight people there,
you're
buying seven things.
Yeah.
You're going to buy seven of the exact same thing for people. Right. So what the hostess does is she gets a bag. She gets a little tote to put everything in. You buy seven of one of your favorite things that's under the budget, and you put it in the bag for everybody. Everybody brings a dish, a munchie, whatever. You drink too much. You all like open these gifts and say why you love it, what you love about it. They're huge like conversation starters. And it's also, you get to learn something about your friends that you didn't know, like a thing that they use or love. It's so fun. So when I have some things that I did with Laura, but I looked it up. Paperless Post has, it already made invitations for you. You just have to fill in the information.
Oh, that's fun.
And can I read the description of the way that they describe it? Because you can do it however budget conscious you want to do it. The holidays, a lot of people are like, you got to spend all on a bunch of in-laws that you don't want to buy shit for. They're not going to appreciate it either, right? So you might not have. So there's a couple ways that you can do it. Okay.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So here, there are a few, this is from Paperless Post, where you can also go get your free invitations. They're not sponsoring us, but maybe think about a Paperless Post.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay. There are a few different ways you can organize your gift exchange. For large groups, you can set a higher budget, say $20 or $40, and have guests bring only one gift to swap. And you can do it.
But that's
like
a white elephant.
It's more like a white elephant.
I like those. They make me very stressed.
It's not a joke, though. It's a, I love this thing. Okay, yeah. For small groups, establish a lower price limit, $5 to $10, and ask everyone to bring multiples of the same gift, one for each gift. Or if your party size falls somewhere in the middle, have guests bring three of the same item, $5 to $15 range, and swap in three rounds. So you figure it out. You make sure what everybody's comfortable with. And I had this idea last night after reading this. Why not, if you know, like you have a friend and you want to like really build them up, why not just celebrate that one friend and everybody brings their favorite things for that one friend who's maybe having a rough Christmas or something? Why not just celebrate the shit out of them?
No.
Kristen says no.
Unless it's me, I don't like that
idea. Well, because your birthday does fall really close to Christmas.
Not that close. It's far enough away. You can't double down presents. That's why
I love that one for Tuesday kind of. My brother's is the 31st of Christmas, and that guy's
he's like, screw it, I just got Christmas
presents.
I'm just getting
one. Yeah. But okay, then how do we share our go-tos? Okay, so we're going to share like some of our favorite things, some of our favorite ideas.
I think I might have done this a little bit wrong.
Things that we've gotten. Okay.
I've got ideas for that. So what I brought for that party, we did it last year, and do you want to go over some of the things that we brought last year that I thought were so awesome?
Yeah.
mine that I brought everybody is I love the, what we have is a limit, $20?
I think it was $20,
because it was a very small party.
Yeah.
It was just three couples.
It was, it was six of us, so you ended up spending $100.
Right.
But by the way, these are all of our like best friends.
Yes.
So that is how we got them their presents. Like
and
that was it.
They were really solid presents that I've used all year.
Yeah.
So yeah. I got everybody, I really like the orchids at Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
And they looked really beautiful and they were like 16 a piece. And then I just pocketed the $4 that I saved.
Yeah, mine as well. Yeah.
I make cards. I don't buy cards. I'm not going down the papyrus route. Yeah. So I got everybody an orchid. And then what was Colin's? I can't remember.
Colin got everybody holiday socks, which I still have.
Oh, that
have
was
some.
Fun.
But there was something
yours,
else that he got.
You made
too.
Fun of Britt. I wear those slides all the time.
Okay,
and in fact, are on my list, which we will talk about.
My husband is notorious. If you've listened to the podcast, he wears 24 hours a day Nike or Adidas slides. He got them for everybody.
I wear mine. Colin wears his nonstop.
Really?
They're in perfect shape, by
That's
the way.
Hilarious.
We don't need, we're good. Like, yeah,
evidently, your dogs don't chew on them like ours do because he's.
Listen, I see my husband's feet and I'm like, I think these are good house shoes, but let's not get overly confident. Like, don't start telling yourself these work to be out in public.
No, I know. My husband will like go out to bring in the garbage bins and stuff.
You're like,
and I'm
like, that's about as far as you'll go, yeah, sir. Mostly just their toenail game is bad. I'm like, I don't know why you think you can do this.
Those invisible fence things on his, so they give him a zap if he crosses the property
like,
line.
Because, nobody needs to see this.
Yeah. But so what I gave, I gave fuzzy blankets and selenite wands.
Oh, yeah.
Which I... because they're favorite things of mine.
Love the fuzzy blanket.
And the selenite wand.
And my favorite bit is when Jen comes over, I take the selenite wand and I rub it over my vagina.
Yeah, you just clear the energy.
I clear the energy.
Any negative energy.
But
they're
really
pretty.
You know me. Like somebody's like gives me a nice present and there's like a thing you got to do with it. They're like, you got to keep it charged in the sunlight. I'm like, God damn it. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
So now it's always in my window and I'm always like, I guess I got to... fine. She said, rub it on myself.
You know, if nothing else, it's a nice reminder. Like, I can take a minute to clear out this bad vibe I have.
If whether only that worked.
Whether it's
I should bathe in those.
And then Ryan brought these that I thought was really fun. He did, which we used at the party. He brought those little tiny airplane bottles of tequila, which we all did a tequila shot.
That was so fun.
And then he gave us scratchers. So
oh,
we all did
right.
the scratchers
How
too.
Fun
it's really
was that?
Fun.
That
yeah.
was really fun.
That was like a fun little party game.
Yeah, we like those are. That's a fun way to spend the evening is opening up those favorite things. Okay, so what's on your list? What would be your favorite things?
Well,
is that how you did it?
So what we did, my friend Laura, when we did her party last year, she kind of went all out in because it was her party.
Hosts generally do. That's
she got these super cute tote bags and then put like reusable pretty ribbon on them, you know, for Christmas, which was super sweet. And then
all I just thought of in my head was, I would literally go through the trash and take all of that home and reuse it.
No, everybody brought it home, yeah. No,
you know,
I still have it. I use it on stuff.
It's
in your kid's hair. I love to
use
real
ribbon.
Excuse me,
do you have a trash bag I can borrow?
Let's just say this. I love to, like, at the dollar store, get real ribbon, put it especially on kids' presents because then you can use it on, like, in your kid's hair and stuff like that or your hair or whatever. That stuff's like liquid gold,
yeah,
whatever.
Oh, well,
okay.
If you grew up in the 80s, you didn't have a Christmas where your mom wasn't saying, save the bows.
Oh, yeah.
Terry used to yell at
bows.
Us. Yep. She like, literally the joy of opening a present was taken away by my mom because she would go, just slow down and just take the bow and put it to the side. You know what? If you don't have to rip through that paper, I can use that again. I'm like.
Kristen learned nothing because every time we open presents, I'm like, oh, you're going to do that to that bag?
Yeah.
You're just going to tear the handles off so you can get in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do on occasion, I will re-gift a bag and I will forget that the tag is on there.
Yeah. And it's like, well, who's Larry?
I have re-gifted the bag back to the person that gave it to me.
Well, I feel like at this point in the universe, you have to reuse gift bags or you are destroying the environment. Like, we're all about
reusing
gift bags.
So are you a billionaire waster? Like, if especially a gift bag is such a dumb thing not to recycle.
They're
why
in
would
good
you,
shape. It doesn't make
I don't
any
rip those up. I rip
sense.
Up wrapping paper because that's what my rebellion is towards my mother. Don't get into that one.
I'm going to give you weird stuff, but some of this is...
I've got some weird ones.
Okay, some of this is like really my favorite things that
What's
I love to get
point?
Or give.
Does it vary? Because mine varies.
I tried to put around $20, okay. But I have some that are less, and I think some that will end up being more. Okay. But so like a thing Laura did was, so in those tote bags, hers were the first like presents. She put her favorite dry shampoo.
Oh, what a great idea.
And her favorite hyaluronic acid. Like damn. Her serum. Yeah, which is The Ordinary, and it's like $14. And I have one that I really like that's $20 that I put on here.
Oh, that's great.
And we can share these on Instagram too.
Yeah, we'll
if you guys
send
want.
A list with links. And by the way, nobody's paying us to give these shout outs. This is stuff
this
that we
is
like.
Our for real favorite stuff. And these are things that I feel like because all of us are like, I will get so cheap on like buying socks, but then I will spend way too much money on something else.
Yes.
So some of these things are like, these are nice to have as gifts because you're not going to spend $20 on this on your own.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So one of them is a really good coffee travel tumbler, like one to put in your car, no brainer, buy a Starbucks one. I got one for Colin last year because he used mine. He liked it so much.
I know. And he loved it.
You're really going to use it. You're going to use the hell out of it. You need a new one every year.
He literally, like, can you just imagine this? It was like him hovering over Jen because he's so much taller. And I'm behind them, like in the distance, watching him open this. And he gave such a solid reaction to this tumbler. And then he was like, Jen, thank you so much. This is so thoughtful. And I was like,
yep.
Yeah. Well, she can buy all your presents then,
well,
sir.
If you are a coffee drinker and you drink it all day long, you need a good one.
You need a good one.
And he's like me. We've had the conversation before where we're constantly reheating coffee because he drinks it all day like I do. And then you get a good tumbler. You don't have to do
it. He also drinks it the way you drink it. So
it's delicious.
I'm going to – well, this is a sidebar. We're going to shelf this conversation. But yeah. I would argue that that isn't drinking coffee, but that – that's here,
it's
not
enjoying
there.
Coffee.
It's enjoying a milkshake that has a mocha flavor.
Some of these are little. I really think a really nice, expensive candle that doesn't smell like wax, that has a scent to it, is going to be like $20, $25.
You can get a really good candle for that, especially on Black Friday.
With like
you can.
Three wicks, yep. You can get a really good one. Scented soaps, I feel the same. You can get like nice, like little Penhaligans, like a little Christmas thing where they're like really nice, fancy soaps. Is that on there? Do you
it's
have
on,
that on yours?
No, it's just funny. You're just naming all the things. I made a list of things I don't want.
That's so funny. That's hilarious. But you know what I do? They should sponsor us too. This brand is, I love that Loom soap, that deodorant soap.
She follows us.
She does?
Yeah, well, she was an OBGYN.
Yeah.
And she created like,
I love it.
Cuckoo.
I honestly love those
deodorant
products.
And yeah. Soap that if you are sensitive to like
yep.
different pHs down there, which we should be careful,
yep.
It is really awesome.
And sometimes it feels like I cannot get a stink out of my armpits. And
yeah.
I think it's because of
hormones.
Yeah, hormones.
She's awesome.
It really works.
I forgot her name. I should look her up. She's
and I
really
think
awesome.
If you just have like a party with your girlfriends and be like, look, hey, girlfriends, this soap works.
Yeah.
It really does. Like,
what a cool thing that you just
it.
Wouldn't think to buy for yourself.
And it is a little bit more expensive than other soaps, but I'm telling you, it works.
Although, how do I feel about someone being like, this will help with your stink. Try
well,
this.
If you have friends
if
that don't
I'm the
have
only
a,
one getting it, that would offend yeah. me. If I'm giving it to 10 people, I'd be like, fine.
If your crotch doesn't stink, then you're a Barbie. If your armpits and your crotch don't stink, I don't know what you do, but you don't have...
You're better than me.
You don't
well
have
done.
Heated seats in your
you don't
car.
Have,
that's for
like,
being sure.
Blood running through... Yeah, you don't have yeah. heated seats and... You challenge yourself. You almost get a yeast infection every time you drive just because you want to stay warm.
This you'll disagree with, but I do think this is a fun one to get. A really nice Christmas ornament.
I like that.
Okay.
I like that.
Like if it's a party you're doing every year and to give people like some
I love
meaningful
that.
Like yearly Christmas ornament.
I love that.
Okay. Okay. Here's where I think this is a good idea. And I stole this from our friend Eileen. Fancy dish towels, like from Anthropologie. Because you're not going to buy them for yourself.
Nope,
you're going to buy the Target ones for like $3.
Yep.
Yeah. But they're really nice to have really pretty ones that you can have out.
And you'll use them for some reason. It's
yeah.
just the pulling the trigger on the purchase.
Yeah.
Then you don't want to use them. If you're like me, you're like, oh, these were so expensive.
Yep.
But if somebody gives them to you, you're like, well, now I wouldn't want to waste them.
Yeah.
So then you use them and then.
Fancy dish
yeah,
towels.
Those are,
yep.
That's a good one.
Okay. This is also kitchen related. Pretty wire baskets to put like fruit in, to put like mail and stuff. No, she disagrees. That's all right. Some of you.
No, it's fine. I would not buy for that for myself. But if you bought that for me, then I would use
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying.
You
won't
what I
buy
mean?
It for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking Yellow Bowl. You're not going to buy the Yellow Bowl yourself, but you're going to steal the Yellow Bowl to put fruit in. This avoids all of that. You buy a wire basket.
She brings up the Yellow Bowl
all
the time.
She stole the Yellow Bowl.
Didn't, well, first of all, you had many a Yellow Bowl, and your husband used it for dog water. So I feel like the Yellow Bowl.
You have a lot of golf clubs, and I'll come to your house and take those, okay? It's priorities.
I'd be so pissed if you took my golf club.
But a lot of these are for like, here's how you can treat your mom friends, your moms, your aunts, whatever. Okay, so I also think we got this coconut oil, this lotion that we got on a flight for free.
Oh, yeah.
When we flew fancy that one time. I literally, which is what they want you to do, went and bought it. Yeah, it's great. It's good on your lips. It's good on your feet if you have like cracked heels, hands, whatever. It's good for around your fingernails when they get really dry. See, my list is endless. Do you want to interject and we'll go back to mine?
Sure. Okay. I can. Here's a couple things that I think are really cool that I've been given that I kind of think that I would not buy for myself that I thought was really awesome. One is I think you cannot go wrong with a cutting board. Cutting boards are cool.
Yeah. What about a wiener-shaped charcuterie board?
We got a wiener-shaped charcuterie board.
It is.
Which is under my bed because my kids will not, they're at the age now where like they would take it to school.
Absolutely. It would be a big deal in our house.
It would be the funniest thing they've ever seen.
My husband found it delightful. And so his plan is he's like, you know what we're going to do? This is going to be like, we're going to pass it around. We're going to stick it. Yeah. So he forgot to do it. But at Thanksgiving, he was like, when we're like loading up people's stuff to take home, we're going to put it in there and be like, oh, I thought it was yours.
That's really funny. I think I have to take it back to Nebraska to bring it out with my parents and just see how long. My mom will serve that sucker for like 4 years before she's like, it was a penis?
What happened to my mushroom-shaped board?
Yeah, where
where'd that go?
Terry, that's a big board. That's a big board.
It's a huge moral mushroom.
So here's a couple things that
that's a good one.
Into this. All right, so this one is a little pricey, and they are not easy to find a good one, but you can find them on sale.
Yeah.
But I really like those tiny clip-on portable speakers.
Oh, yeah.
Those are cool, but they can range from like 20 to 30, which I think is too much. But if you go to like Home Goods or Marshalls or whatever, you can find the smaller ones that are less. Yeah. And I think those are surprisingly something that I use all the time.
That's on my list. The portable iPhone speaker.
Totally.
Especially if you travel a lot.
How many times have we been in our rooms, had a glass of wine, put that speaker out, and just like lost ourselves in music?
I put it on while I'm doing my makeup. Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
I love it.
I think you can never go wrong with a tote. As long as it's a good tote.
Yeah.
And $20 for a tote, you can get a lot of bang for your buck like in that department. Yeah. I do feel like that.
And we're not talking, because we're not talking
not
about
the ones from like
gift shopping bag.
No,
like
not like
grocery shopping bag, but like a
bag we all use from Free People.
No.
I'm talking about like a steady, good canvas tote.
Okay, let me give you a hot tip. You can get one, you know, we're going to say especially on sale, but you know, everybody's trying to get the most bang for their buck at Christmas time.
Yeah.
H&M has really great, like,
for like
faux
16
leather
bucks.
Totes. Yeah.
For $16, which I feel like, again, just the fact that, like, you're going to use it whether you want to or not. And sometimes having one that you're not so precious about is also great.
Great. Yeah.
This is a weird one, but it was $20 and it was on Oprah's Favorite Things. And I have one that we were gifted from Borsheim's in Omaha, is a travel jewelry organizer, which keeps your rings and your necklaces. And it's literally like $16. And it's so elevated. It's so beautiful. And I was like, this is not something I would use. I use it all the time. And I don't even have a lot of jewelry. It's actually my jewelry box.
That's great.
The other one.
That's a good one. I like that.
I did put in slides because this year the cloud slide is so popular.
Yep.
And on Amazon, they have a dupe for like the expensive one is $16.
Yeah.
And like you put them on your feet and you're like, oh, all the decisions I make in my life are going to be better because of this.
That's great.
Here's a random one that I think you're going to find very funny and one that you would think came from me. Amazon also has puffer jackets. That are $20.
Really?
And I think a puffer, especially when you live in California, and obviously when you live in other places, that feels like a very expensive present.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. This is probably filled with like asbestos, yeah, for all I know.
It's made with a domesticated dog hair.
Right. I don't care. I'm like, for $20, you're unraveling. You know how you roll yours up?
Yeah.
You can keep it
in a baggie.
I think that's where my head is like, these things that I wouldn't buy for myself, but once I have them, I'm like, oh, well, now
you're,
I can't
so
go.
So glad that you've got them. Yeah.
So that's just a couple of mine right now. I've got some others.
Okay. So I just found a couple. I'm going to add these to a little beauty portion, because obviously those are my favorite things to get. But to go off your slides thing, Havaiana flip-flops, like the good ones that last.
Is that what they're called, or Havana?
I think, can you look that up?
I don't know.
Havaianas,
it's the H,
I think.
But you know what? You can find them at Costco sometimes.
You can find them at a lot of places. You can find them like at TJ Maxx a lot of times. They're more expensive.
They're a great flip-flop.
They'll last forever. And that's, I'm always like, oh, I'll just get these $2 ones at Old Navy that hurt my feet or whatever. But it's worth it to get like a pair, like a brown pair or a gold pair that you can just wear with everything.
I agree. That's a great present. Havaiana? I'm sorry. Thought it was Havana. I've been saying it wrong the entire time.
Okay. Here's the thing that I love that feels like very girly and fun. And I think this is like a spa at home thing, which is a Himalayan salt lamp. You can get them a lot of places. They are the nicest, warmest light. Like, I have them in so many different rooms. Supposedly they clean the air. They help like warm your energy. You can also...
I'm living in a back house. I basically have a light bulb that's exposed, and that's my only lamp.
Well, it's... So, like, it's a big pink piece of salt. Why are you laughing?
It's just the way you started to describe it, almost sounded like...
Because it looks like the cutting board. You're going to describe
you
a,
said
big,
a big pink piece of... I was like, where is she going
big
with this?
Jutting
no,
hard
I know.
Piece of
it's a,
salt.
Yeah, it's got a light inside. It's supposed to be, like, nutritious or something.
Nope, don't eat it. It does. You can't eat.
Yeah,
Himalayan
supposed
salt.
To lock, lick salt. Salt lick it.
Yeah. Hey, nice.
Is it salt?
Shake. It is salt. Yeah. So it's supposed to help like clean the air or whatever. I don't know. It's calming. It's this beautiful warm
pretty.
Light. And I was at one of those like freaky stone head shops, and they put like a blue, like a Christmas bulb in it. And it was this beautiful purple. It was just really nice. Makes a nice nightlight. We have one that's moon shaped in the kids' rooms.
Yes.
Totally love that one. Selenite wands are gross. Here, I'm going to go rogue and tell you a thing that I really love getting and really love giving.
Yeah.
And, nobody's complained about this. They could be like, Jen's so cheap. But if you go to like garage sales like I do, or you go to thrift shops.
Oh, you're
going to
take mine. Go ahead.
I like to find old like antique glass little serving dishes or metalware and things like that and give those as gifts. They're great for like wedding showers.
I was going to say... One of my, like, especially when you're thinking about on a budget, there, especially for like, now I'm going to go away from the party and I'm going to talk about, this is kind of a different thing. Cause I think like teachers' presents are always kind of tricky, and like just little ones that aren't like a huge expense. I always think like a teacup and plate from an antique shop is a really great present. Fill it with chocolates, put something nice around it, add a gift card. That's a really nice present. Yeah. I feel like. I also think, you know, those really expensive bundles of everything that they do with like the different meats and cheeses. This is going to make me sound so cheap. Get ready. Like, you know how like Pepperidge Farms does like gift baskets.
Yeah.
I think you can break one of those apart and like give it a smaller presents. Like if, because I do feel like one thing I did was I got a big pack of Burt's Bees, lip glosses, and I like gave those with a card and a gift card. Like, you can break down bigger things and make them a better present. I love gifting antiques.
Of course. I do that all the time. Like, at our school, and I don't know if this every school, we do like little gift bags a lot of times for like different holidays and stuff. So I'll get one of those like lip smackers that's got 10 in it, buy
and
a couple
break
of those
up.
And break it up. And because then it's not all candy and it's not all games that are going to get through. It's like a usable
thing. And price
thing.
Per use is like $4 less than if you buy the big pack, which you can get for a deal, you're paying so much less. I'm so cheap.
Yeah, that's so smart.
So one present I found that is... blew my mind right now, and something that we've used that I didn't think we would use is two Christmases ago, I got my husband a record player. And we have all in all 25 records, right?
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times that we throw a record on and like have a drink together and hang out. Aww. And it's so nice.
Such a
and
nice sound.
Right now they have record players on Amazon for $50, which I know is a lot of money, but if you have to buy one of those better presents or one with a higher price tag, and you can get records at like Salvation Army
so
cheap. For $2 and $3.
People are giving them away.
Now, brand new, they're expensive. But, but used, they're inexpensive. And it just is like a cool, I feel like that would make me like a cool gift giver.
I saw one. I've got this.
She's got a catalog.
I did. I brought this magazine mostly because I was going to rattle off a couple of like really cute websites that are smaller than like your typical Amazon and stuff.
Yep. I've got another one of those too.
That I would share. There's this not restaurant. Look how distracted I am. But one of the
Ooh, that's good. See, that's one of those portable speakers for $24.
Yeah. And it looks like
that looks cool, like an old timey 1950s radio. Ooh, I like that's better than anything I found.
Retro speaker at alteredstate.com.
Ooh, I love that.
So I found it in HGTV magazine, which don't sponsor us, but
although how dare you show me a dog sweater for $45? Get out of town. I'm not doing that.
I'll take two, please. Nope. Yeah. Well, but so they are showcasing all these presents that are from like really small online places. And some of them are just like maybe they're only online. They only have storefronts because there are some Etsy's that they show in here. And I think it's awesome. So buy small.
Buy small. I have one that I found. Okay.
There's a record player on there. And I want to say it was like $25.
I know.
So, yeah.
And they've got these little portable projectors. There's so much stuff out there right now. I really love, and I didn't know this about myself, I loved when something's personalized.
Yeah.
Because my name is misspelled all the time. To get like when your friend gave us personalized wine tumblers from Corked or whatever, and they mine's spelled right. I go for that tumbler more than I go for anything. And on Etsy for $14, they have personalized earrings.
Oh, cute.
Like, so it would have Jen or Kristen.
Oh, that's adorable.
And it's like, kind of, like, they just go up the ear a little bit, and they're so cute. $14. You can't beat that.
That's
if
great.
If you knew you were going to that party and you could plan it out and you showed up with personalized earrings, drop the fucking mic.
That's, there are on Etsy a lot of like personalized shops and moms who have like sergers that can, they can do like a set, they can do a nice towel, hand towel, makeup towel for you.
Yeah.
With your initial on it.
I've got a label maker.
You do.
You gave it to me.
Oh yeah.
I'll whip that on a glass, that, call it good.
Everybody's got a Cricut.
I don't.
A lot of us have a Cricut.
I don't. Hold, I have Crickets, but that's different.
Look at how lost I'm getting. Can I go into all my favorite like beauty things that I'm in love with right now? I always think
rapid fire this.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, a lot of these are fun just to get eye, foot masks, hand masks. Buy a package. You can totally do that. You can go to like Sephora or Ulta or wherever. Especially,
do you use those coupon though?
Oh my God, yes. I do.
And I don't know that I do. I think I do the eye masks. I'm going to put this up
a
little bit.
We both love these. So Goop has these masks.
Oh, those are great. They're so expensive.
They are. Each one is $20. But I tell you, I think they're better than a facial. So it's like you can buy a box at Sephora for $100 and there's five or six of them in there.
Yeah.
So they're around $20 each. But if you're having this party, get one box and
give one to
everybody.
Each. That's a great.
If you did like one a month or something like that,
those are really good. I will say, like, I'll give credit where credit is due, and I'm not cheap.
I honestly, that is a thing that I do that when I do it, people will say, you're glowing today.
Yeah.
Because I did one the night before last, and yesterday people were like, oh, your skin looks so glowy today.
Yeah. I don't like the crap they put in the water, the vitamins. Those make me feel barfy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hook, line, and sinker. I'm like, you gave this to me, and I get to hopefully have skin like Gwyneth Paltrow. Just in one, you're telling me just in one.
It's this little packet. You do it on your face overnight. And also the other thing that you can do is if you read the directions, you put it on, wait 10 minutes for it to absorb, and then put your other skincare on top, and it absorbs better. It like really wakes you up with pretty skin. Yeah. I do it on my neck, and then I'm squeezing the last little drop out of that. I do my elbows, I do my shins, my knees, my heels, everything. I like, so those
And that's the Goop Glow?
It's Goop Glow. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the only like expensive one, but like I said, you can break it up and it sort of makes sense.
There's nothing wrong with spending money on in that world if you want to. It's just if you feel like, I don't know about you, but sometimes I have like gift fatigue by the end of the holidays, because you're buying people at the office, you're buying people at school, you're buying your kids, you're buying your parents, and then you have to have those oh shit presents that you can have in the closet that you forgot to give somebody a present. You got to pull that one out.
Totally.
Just starts to feel like hard after a while. It's nice to have a prepared plan.
Well, this isn't necessarily a good idea for the holidays, but I did have a friend who was actually a friend of a friend of mine who invited me over to a party, and I just noticed that she had a lot of like really cute stuff. And she said, you know, whenever Anthropologie, especially after the holidays, does that like closeout where it's like extra 50% off clearance items, she's like, I buy all the little ring trays. I buy all the little plates and stuff. Smart. And then I give them as like hostess gifts or those oh shit gifts that I need when I forgot somebody's birthday.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a really smart idea because you can get something really cute for like $4 or $5 during those sales.
And then everybody knows when you open something from Anthropologie, you're like, oh, this is expensive.
I know. And it feels special. Okay. So here's another one that so my favorite hyaluronic acid serum, which people have asked me about before, it's $20 on Amazon.
That's cheap.
It's Cosmetica Pure Hyaluronic Acid Serum.
That's one we should all be putting on our skin all the time. It really does.
People always comment when I remember to put it on. Like, your skin looks really good. Okay. Another thing I swear works, it's a Xena Nutrition makes this collagen biotin liquid. It tastes like shit. But take your medicine, ladies, because it's good for your hair, nails, and your skin, especially as you get older. Like, if I use it for a week, I get lots of comments on my skin.
That's great.
And it really does, like, make your hair. I can tell I have more baby hair when I'm taking it. It's just a vitamin.
It makes me feel stressed.
It's just a vitamin, you guys. It's like, but it's a liquid vitamin. All right. Sorry I'm making this an extended 3-hour long episode, but this is all the stuff that I love. Okay. I'm gonna make it fast.
Okay.
All of this stuff you can get either at Sephora. Use your 20% off coupon. They send you one for there should be one in your email. Check it for the holidays. It's always 10% off on the website too that you can get if you're doing one of these favorite things parties. Okay, I made Kristen get this Too Faced, Too Femme Heartcore Lipstick. It's a lip gloss that is shaped like a heart and it has color to it.
Yep.
And they have like 6 different colors. Super hydrating.
So hydrating.
Feels really good and gives you a little bit of color. It's like perfect for...
Does get on my teeth a little bit, but that was when I was wearing Invisalign.
Well,
what didn't?
Yeah, but it's great.
But I've lost my Invisalign. Get everybody Invisalign if you're a baller. Just kidding, don't. It's not fun. Yeah. And it makes people feel bad that you don't listen to me.
I Gloss Bomb Heat Universal Lip Plumper, which is by it's Fenty.
Yeah.
It's Rihanna's. I love it. I do think it is one of my 2 favorite plumpers. I'm obsessed with plumper, obviously. Guys, I got a thin upper lip. So I got to do the plumper.
I have a thin upper lip. I forget to do all this stuff.
I know. I'm just giving you my favorites. I'm girly. This is my absolute favorite plumper right now, though. It's called Makeup by Mario.
Oh, I love Makeup by Mario.
Lip Serum. You do?
Yes.
This is the only thing I've tried is the lip plumper, and I love it.
All of his stuff is great. I love their shadows. I love, they've got a really good translucent powder.
Ooh.
What's the other one? It's the palette that I have. I have all of his eye palettes. The matte colors are excellent.
They're not super crazy expensive. It's not like, okay. You and I both love this one, the Laneige lip mask.
It's my favorite thing. It's my favorite lip product.
If you have dry lips,
period,
especially ladies living in the cold places, use the lip mask, and I use it throughout the day too.
All day long. Now listen, I love Carmex, and if you gave me Carmex as a present, someone like me would appreciate that. But that fancy one is a nice elevated version of Carmex. So there's that.
And I use it until
I've got my like fingernail in there and I'm like,
it is one of the few things I cannot live without.
And I use it to the beginning to the end.
Yeah. And if your husband's a mouth sleeper, like
Oh, I was like,
slathered on them.
Because before you kiss them?
Yeah, it does. It really is nice for your lips. Okay. And then I really love this last one that I just found out about because I got a sample of it and I'm obsessed with it. You can get it's Tula Skincare. They have like a blackhead removing cleanser. Like if you feel like you're super oily or something, it heats up. You put it on your skin. You can like feel it getting warm and stuff like that in the shower.
Arbonne had one like that too. And my face used to look like beet red after I used it. And I was like, this is great.
It works.
Yeah.
Those are my favorites.
Well, those are all good favorite things. Do you want me to go into carburetors?
Yeah.
My favorite overalls?
Well, yeah, gosh, I know. We should have our husbands do this because aren't they impossible to buy for?
I don't know. I don't know if they're impossible to buy for or that just like whenever they need something, we buy it during the year because we're like, you know what I mean? I'm like,
yeah.
What do you need? I don't want you to wear any more Astros t-shirts. Much.
Yeah. My husband, like the usual stuff is what my husband needs. But like I would go on these websites and I would try to find him this like interesting, like manly stuff, like a customized flask or whatever. He gives zero shits about it.
Same.
He doesn't
but want then it. My husband will, like, I remember one year my mom got my dad lawn furniture, patio furniture, which she'd been gunning for, you know, so it just worked out that her present to him was what her present to her. Smart. And my dad gave her shit about that for so many Christmases after. And I was like, well, be easier to buy for then. Be more specific.
I'm telling you, my dad, we never knew what to get for him. We would get him gift cards. And I'm telling you, you would open his glove box and it was like.
I know. Like he's got one from Circuit City and Blockbuster.
There's not even a Kmart in this town anymore. You should have used this back. I don't care what you buy. Coffee, anything.
My husband really likes going and doing things. So if I buy like a night out, like tickets, which by the way is a pain in the ass.
Yep.
That is a hard present. That is not what we are talking about in our list.
No.
That is like getting on a website, figuring out the dates, figuring out when we're going to do it in April. Babysitter, can I have you book this 6 months in advance?
Yeah.
Like, that's not easy, but that is one thing that he does like is if I get my shit together and get him an event.
Actually, you just gave me a great idea. Ladies, do this and then tell us about them. Do your favorite things party because you know what you could do? You could have it in your basement. The kids can all be upstairs playing and stuff.
Totally.
And you ladies get to get together and like have
spoil
this,
each other.
Spoil each
let's
other.
Let's be honest. Aren't you, when you think about giving a present, aren't you so much more generous at giving a present than getting a present for yourself?
Totally.
Like, aren't you going to make sure that that favorite thing is so special for all those ladies and then you get that same kind of love back? It's a really good party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So go do this. Go have fun. Oh, I do. Can I do my one quick hot flash?
Yeah, totally.
Hot flash. Hot flash.
Okay, so here's, we'll do that. We'll do that mom box on a later one. We're drumming up the holiday spirit, which, have you seen Jason Momoa's new movie?
Slumberland.
Oh, my God.
Are you back
guys.
In love with him because of it? He's so funny.
He's so sweet and he's so funny. And he plays like Pan kind of. Right?
Yeah.
He's got these horns and he wears a hot pink suit. They were like, you know what? Let's dial in everything that these moms love about this guy, you know? And it's great. The kids love it. Like it's a thing you can watch together. Your husband, not going to be interested, but you know what?
It's awesome. He's so funny in it. Okay. Let me just say, I'm going to make this really R-rated.
Okay.
Perhaps in my life, there was a time when the idea of this. I can't say it.
Oh, God, now you have to.
Perhaps the Jason Momoa character in Slumberland was representative of a character that I had created in my head that I would meet in the woods. And then one thing would lead to another, and there would be lovemaking. And then I would come to, and it was just me by myself. Does that make sense to you? Do you know what I'm trying to tell you?
Yeah.
Like, there was a character in my life, in my head,
that I dated sexually,
just in my head, for like 3 years.
I would fantasize. Like a wooden
creature,
wood nymph.
A wood nymph that I would be a poor damsel, like running through the woods, and I would trip and fall, and then this character in Slumberland would be like, and then one thing, he would find me so...
Here's what I'm having trouble rectifying in my brain. You had this fantasy for years before you ever knew about Santa, because you were... You were how old?
No, I wasn't that young. This was in my young 20s. I don't know. I just fixated on this, like, woodland creature. And now Jason Momoa is playing it. It's almost too much to bear. Now you have that in your head. Listen, I'm just saying I'm a human being with blood pumping through my veins. And Jason Momoa in Slumberland, I needed a minute.
Yeah, so if you have a favorite things party with Kristen, you're going to get probably, like...
Vibrator?
Or, like, an elf... A weird elf with horns that,
like, guys, ladies.
She's like, get it? But somebody gets it.
Dress as a woodland creature. That's what your wife wants. No, it isn't.
It's not what I want.
I know. I want diamonds.
Wear that pink suit.
And did we podcast?
I think we podcasted. Okay. Happy holidays, everybody.
We're going to be back with another holiday one because it's all we're going to talk about for a month. Bye.